Hello, I'm here. And we're waiting for everyone else to get on. Elena, I love seeing that picture of you with the big hydrangea from Costa Rica. Okay, we are collecting. Okay, we're almost all here. One more person. So, how are we doing right now? A few people want to check in. I hope you had a nice hour and a half nap, walk, lunch, rest, whatever. How are you feeling?
Sorry, this is Cindy. I still feel like I'm sitting on a huge piece of granite. You described it as an iceberg earlier, and I had a tough lunch. I feel agitated. I'm assuming we're all still in process, but it's not been easy.
Okay. We'll help you with that. Let's hear a few more people and see where we're going to go, but I'll help you. Anyone else?
I feel pretty well balanced. I did a walk and I took a short nap, so I think both of those were helpful. To be out in nature was grounding, so I feel pretty good.
Great. Okay.
I had a really, really deep sleep and a nice walk and feel settled.
Great. Okay. Anyone else feeling similar? We're gonna pull Cindy out here, but anyone else struggling with anything?
This is Elena, and I also took a long nap during the break, and I find myself kind of at this edge of just the collapse into exhaustion in my system. So trying to stay seated.
Did you enter into the session exhausted, or this is from the energy?
Probably both.
I've had all the experiences everyone's having, so no problem. We'll help with them. And let's see, anyone else? Penny, how are you doing?
I'm all right so far, I think.
Good. Okay.
Thanks.
Let's pause for a moment and ground and settle back into the frequency. Did some of you feel the refinement of the frequency at the end of our last session?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yes, and I would just like to say I really didn't notice the largeness of it until I had a conversation with my husband, and it was really powerful how my energy was totally within my body. It was solid. There was no intertwining, and that was very lovely, very lovely. Yes,
Just takes a little contrast.
yes, it does. Thank you.
So, like I said, every person here is having a different experience. I really want you to take that in. Very important. And to respect and notice that each person has their unique path. And that's actually a little challenging to realize that in its full depth. And it's ch especially challenging when you're having a few snags. And it seems like everyone else isn't. So let's just take a moment to appreciate where we are each at and how each person is a light in our circle. And to love our circle. And imagine each person in their toroidal field and their light axis. There we go. So, as we each align in our toroidal field and our light axis, what happens when you're with a group is that turns into a flower of life, geometric, sacred geometry, space. And that's what starts creating the ceremonial sphere. There we go. Cindy, can you come on?
I'm here.
Okay. Did that help at all?
It helps a little bit. And one of the things that came up when you were talking was that I have this taste of some fear and some anger around what can come up while this is being cleared, as well as what's on the other side of clearing all this.
So, would you mind and give permission for us to do a little bit of a soul retrieval here for you?
That would be lovely. Thank you.
Okay. And it's always a privilege and a gift when we work with a person individually in the group. And as I tuned in, and these are like teaching demonstrations, and so it's really a gift from the person who gives permission to everyone to learn from the experience. And so take a moment to feel some silent gratitude for Cindy. And to pull your energy back and be grounded. So, when I work with Cindy in this way, it also helps everyone in the group. It'll resonate through everyone's consciousness at the same time. So, you need to be focused on you. And not Cindy. Now, this is really important. So pull all your energy back. So it's as if me and Cindy do not exist at all for you, that you're just focused on your own energy. Can you feel yourself pulling it back? I can see the energy leaning into Cindy and me. So that needs to be pulled back. So you're not going to learn about this from watching. It'll be an experience in your field that will come as a teaching through you at some point. And that's how mysticism works. So pull your energy back, ground more deeply. If you have any curiosity at all, that means that your energy is leaning in. So we're getting out of kind of the student teacher mind, the mind that you were conditioned to in school, and learning in a different way. You're learning through resonance and frequency and vibration, and not about a procedure. And for some reason, this is very important for some of you to hear. There we go. And everything about learning in this sphere comes through resonance, not through the mind. And it takes a group of practiced people to create that type of frequency where it can be learned this way. So I wouldn't even begin until all the energy is pulled back and grounded within each one of you. There we go. So there's all kinds of shamanic procedures for soul retrieval, but the highest form is creating a vibrational space where the soul part that's been hanging out, kind of on a kite string, returns because the frequency is right for it to return. And that's all that needs to happen. So, there we go. So, Cindy, if you could invite the base of your torso to soften and release a little more. Good. So, Cindy, your guide is holding this soul part in a very loving way and guiding it back to you. So I'm even stepping away from Cindy's energy and allowing her guide to do the retrieval. So my energy's back. I'm not watching. Whatever they want to show me, they'll show me. Okay, Cindy, it was completed. How are you doing?
It was hard for me. I was in just in tears at the beginning. That subsided, and
Having a little, you're a little garbled in.
okay, is that better? Okay. Yeah, at the beginning I was in a lot of tears, and then that subsided. And as much gratitude as I have for our group holding space, there was this part of me that in this process was dealing with real fear, and feeling safe. And I felt like I was more aware of the members of the group who were peeking in, not intentionally, because that did not contribute to my feeling of safety. So I felt distracted by that, is the truth. I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'll mostly be interested to see how this unfolds for me.
Okay. So this is a great teaching moment. Thank you, Cindy, for being willing to do this publicly within the group.
Thank you.
And it was completed, Cindy. So you can look forward to the shift when you feel a little safer. And I
Thank
think
you.
thank you, and I think you will after we have this conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so what do we know now? Let's have a conversation around this because this is very, very important and it's very high frequency teaching. You're not going to get this many places. What did you know about yourself peaking?
That it can be very, very subtle.
What did you notice, Fran?
When you kept mentioning, I still feel some energy, and I was sure that I was up and down and within, and yet there would be just a titch of a little curiosity that I didn't, not even active, just like a subtle, teeny, teeny, had to look for it, had to have it pointed out sense. And it was, I actually did an MBO for myself and for doing that, to just sort of keep my energy and my awareness within my own axis and my own body.
Beautiful work. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. How about anyone else before I call out your names?
This is Lakshmi.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult for me since I can't feel my energy and I kept trying to ground. So I don't know.
Did you have a sense of curiosity and wanting to know about it?
No, when you told us that we just have to be in our own space, I kept trying to just keep grounding downwards.
Good.
But since I am not aware of my energy externally, I didn't know if it was working.
You are aware of your energy. You know it. You know it in your way. So did you feel like you became like neutral?
I think I just kept focusing on opening up downwards towards my line, my grounding. And that's all I kept trying to do. I tried to invite my energy back in.
Good. You did.
But yeah, I just don't know what the like what the results were.
Yeah, I think you did a good job. Okay, who else?
Hi, it's Kim. So at one point, I noticed like washes of light, just washes of light, and it felt really good. So I thought I was in my center, but then I just regrounded, and I guess what I'm saying is it's discerning, like discernment. Was that happening within my space, or was I encroaching?
Could you sense anything about that?
Well, the washes of light felt really good. And generally, I'm not someone that goes out with my energy in that way, just with past retreats and trainings and things. I've been in a situation of being in the middle where that happens.
Yeah, tell everyone what happened.
Yeah, this was light journey training, so it was a long time ago. But yeah, we just I there might have been a couple of us in the center of the circle, and it was just a simple, we just sat there, we didn't do anything. And then everybody that was in the circle around us, they were instructed to just lightly think of even like a nice thought, like wishing someone well. So it was really nothing negative, but I felt that as like bird poop on a windshield, like splatting, like splats. So very subtle, but it was like, wow. And those were nice thoughts.
Right,
Right?
yeah.
So it was like, wow, I will never forget that.
That was an incredible demonstration. Oof.
Yes. It
Yeah.
was.
Okay, thank you. Who else?
For me, I guess I got scared because I think you, I'm not sure, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I think you said we're going to do a soul retrieval or something like that. And I was like, oh crap, I don't know what that means. I don't know what to do there. And so I was trying to ground deeply, and then my heart hurt, not my heart chakra, but my actual heart. And I was like, well, geez, I must be feeling a lot of empathy or something. So like then I tried to really ground, and then I felt like I was there. But then you said, well, if you're remotely curious, you got to pull your energy back further. And I thought, well, I didn't think I was curious about the situation, but I was like, I guess I'm just generally curious about what a soul retrieval is. So I gotta double down and go further. And then my heart I didn't feel the sensation there. And I think, I guess once I was really grounded, I got warm, like my body got warm, which hasn't happened today. So that was interesting. And then I guess what reminds me of is, I think the last exercise we did, or one of the last exercises we did at the retreat in Costa Rica, where we were partnered up, and the exercise was send your partner healing, like as you would
Right.
do, and how that felt for each person that was receiving it. And then, part two was just offer the most benevolent outcome. So that really it reminded me of that exercise we had done there.
Okay.
So I was experiencing being contained, my energy was contained, and then I felt this real sense of my power. And then I had this flash of pride, and then I felt really like, oh, yuck.
Good. Yeah, good. It's good discernment. Okay. Who else is here? Trish, are you here? I don't know some of the phone numbers here.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, how'd you do?
I am. Am I still on mute? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. How did I do with the last meditation? Is that what we're talking about, or this just right now, right
Just
before
right
the
now.
sutta?
Just right now.
Well, I'm sorry. I got lost. The room got crowded. Well, my experience most of the day has been a very heavy grounding and a real vibratory, but I'm not vibing from outside in. I'm vibrating from inside out, just to my skin. Doesn't seem to go past me at all. So when we were doing the healing, the vibration slowed, and then it kind of picked when you started talking, saying, asking Cindy how she was. It slowed, and then it came back. So I was kind of sitting there thinking, I wonder what that was.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that was helpful. And I haven't heard your
What?
voice, so I was glad to hear
Oh.
your voice.
Yeah, I'm not sure I was here. I was on the phone, but I'm not sure I was here the first part.
That's okay. You're getting it that way. Okay. Anyone else notice their energy going towards and coming back?
Here, it's Lisa. Similar to Kim, I love holding space. It's one of my favorite things to do, and I've always been able to do that. I felt some tugging, not toward. It wasn't at all toward Cindy. It was just tugging at the circle. I kind of felt like there was this frequency or energy that was making it tougher to hold space.
Okay. That would be the anyone who was leaning into it. Okay.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a
I had a
wonder.
natural curiosity at first,
Oh.
and so the reminders were good, and I felt that I settled in. But then when you said that there's still people leaning in, one of my tendencies was to say, well, that's got to be me. And so I had to get past that and release that self-criticism and again sink back in, and I could feel then more heart-centered, and then I was more able to just be in my own space.
Good work. Okay. And Ananda, you are coming in.
So I felt like I was pretty centered and pretty grounded and holding space. There was one moment where mentally I drifted off into thoughts, and they weren't thoughts about Cindy or anything that we were doing. It was just some random thoughts, but I felt sort of a almost a pushback, like this, wave of energy. It's like, get back in there, and then I got grounded again. But because I'm very perceptive about this, I would actually very much appreciate feedback if you ever see me, infringing or invading or even, whatever, doing something that's not contributing to the circle.
Okay, thank you. No, this is wonderful practice. Cindy, I'm going to come back to you now. Unless, was there anyone else that wanted to share?
Yes, this is Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, go ahead.
It was a beautiful reminder when it was very subtle. The leaning in I found was very subtle, and it took great focus to resettle into my sphere. And I would say that the resonance of the retrieval had some impact on my own return. So, yeah, I think that's all I have to say about that.
Great, thank you. Okay, anyone else?
This is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. I think I don't know, I would describe my experience a little bit different than other people. I don't know if coyote has any meaning to anybody else here. It does to me, certainly. It felt like coyote came to me, and then I felt a spinning sensation. And then after that, it felt like I don't know, had this like sort of spinning or in and out, back and forth. And just had to stay, tried to stay very grounded.
Oh, so you received a teaching from Coyote.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And it Coyote helped you stay in. He taught you how to stay in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really, very nice. Thank you, Coyote.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I like that, Tiffany. Thank you. And that we got extra help. Okay, anyone else? Okay, back to Cindy. Can you come back on, Cindy?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I feel calmer on the inside. There is a little more space and clarity on the inside. I feel a little more grounded. The granite is still there, but maybe it's the more porous. Yeah, and
Okay.
then gratitude.
Okay. Would you be willing to take one step further on this? I don't know if you feel safe enough.
My head wants to, I do feel some resistance, and it's around safety.
And where do you think the safety would come from?
I feel it in my gut and around my heart. It feels very contracted.
I'm asking you where you would expect the safety to come from.
Where would I expect it to come from? Well, within me, right?
Yeah, but
In myself.
where are you actually expecting it to come from?
From the group,
Okay. This
which
is
is not
the next
there.
step. You just you
Right. I know this in my whole life, right? My codependent self is always looking outward. It's a work in progress.
Okay, so just saying that, did that shift you a bit?
There was some anger that came up. So it was a shift. I don't know if it was a positive shift. Of some disgust, right? Like, and frustration, all of these heavy negative feelings.
But feel your central core now.
It feels stronger. It does. It feels stronger.
So you took the step, Cindy.
All
Okay.
right. Oh, there
Okay.
it
So I'm just gonna round it out here, okay?
Please.
Okay, so and this is really important, and it's hard to communicate being in a multidimensional space and how the culture and our program thoughts invade that space. Okay. So, Cindy, I know you, and I know you focus on your inner safety and your inner grounding, and you've done it for years. And yet, we still, all of us, have a tendency to look outside of ourselves for that safety. And I just want everyone to realize how deeply programmed that is.
Sarah, this has been front and center for me, so I guess I should not be surprised this is coming up with the workbook that you put together and the week the organization that you got interviewed recently for. I've been doing that. I've been listening to that every day. Yes, this is huge and it shows up in so many subtle ways in all of my relationships and all of my interactions. And it contributes to me wanting to just hermit and be with myself and deal with myself. Like that seems like plenty right now.
It's a little black and white, you know.
That's how it feels most days.
If we didn't go black and white, where would we go in between for that?
Yeah, somewhere in the rainbow. Perhaps I'll get there. Maybe next week. I don't know.
And
But it.
how's your core feeling?
Okay. It's starting to feel wider again. And it's a little clearer. There's a sparkleness there, which is very nice. It feels, there's a vibrancy and aliveness.
How nice. How
Yes.
nice. Just letting that spread out. There you go. So everyone feels some of their boulder dissolving. And there's really a flow in the third chakra here. Oh, this is so exciting. This is a wonderful experience and teaching coming through. Cindy, thank you for being brave enough to do this.
Thank you.
So let's just feel this for a moment. Beautiful light coming through. We're breaking up a whole nother conditioning. Cindy, I think we can safely say what that boulder was and is that you can associate it with.
Can we? I'm not following. I'm sorry.
It's just so obvious to me. Come on.
I'll sit with that and see what comes up.
It's just about what we were talking about that conditioning is that of putting your energy out is the boulder.
Okay, yes, that I can totally understand and see. Yes, I would like to dissolve that boulder for good, in all its way down to compost. Thank you.
Let's just call up the genie and ask them to do it.
Yes, please.
This is another big conditioning that we're opening up here and eroding. Who else can feel that in them and recognize it? We've
I
worked with it.
absolutely, I
Oh, go ahead.
recognize it.
Yeah, I feel that very much too.
Ditto, and this teaching experience makes me wonder just how much of me is sneakily seeping out when I'm convinced that I'm solidly grounded within and up and down.
That is such a good approach to just be curious about that. Because whatever the mind thinks, you have to give it like a little bit of questioning.
Yeah, true. Tricky devil.
Yeah, right. That's coyote. Yeah. Okay, now we're getting a big, it's like a giant, what are those, like a steam shovel that's coming in and taking that big shovel and it's going in the middle of the circle and taking out all this smelly, marshy, poopy stuff and hauling it away. Huge clearing is happening. Upward, downward. All that poop is turning into star dust and starlight. And we're getting a download of beautiful celestial light in reciprocity for what was given. Just let yourself sink into this without any words. Take a few breaths. Feel your central frequency. And maybe sense the showers of light. Pouring through us and around us.